Welcome back. The Persian carpet is an essential part of the Persian art and culture. Carpet weaving is undoubtedly one of the most distinguished manifestations of Persian culture and art and dates back to ancient Persia. There is an estimated population of 1.2 million weavers in Iran producing carpets for domestic markets and international exports. Iran exports carpets to dozens of countries throughout the world, as hand-woven rugs are one of the main non-oil export items. In recent times, Iranian carpets have come under fierce competition from other countries, producing reproductions of the original Iranian design, as well as cheaper substitutes. Well, to showcase just some of the exquisite handmade carpets made in Iran, Tehran hosted an international exhibition in which hundreds of manufacturers took part last week. To help us with the program focusing on Persian carpets and the recent international carpet exhibition in Iran, we have the pleasure of being joined in the studio by Dr. Nazila Daryayi, a PhD in art research and Persian carpet expert. Ms. Daryayi, thank you for joining us, ma'am.
Hi, dear Mr. Sharvi, and I want to say hello to your dear viewers, and also I must say a great thanks to the responsible persons here for inviting me and joining to this session for saying something about the Iranian civilization and the Iranian culture.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be joined by two carpet merchants later in the program. But before we start our discussion proper, let's take a listen to our narration. Stay with us. The 22nd International Handmade Carpet Exhibition of Iran opened in Tehran on Monday, 23rd of September. Hundreds of participants showcased their exquisite handmade carpets in the week-long exhibition. More than 200 experts representing Germany, Japan, China, Brazil, New Zealand, Denmark, France, Jordan, Iraq, and Turkey were invited to attend the expo. On September 15th, the deputy director of Iran's National Carpet Center, Mojtaba Feizullahi, said Iran has expanded its carpet export markets to Russia, Malaysia, South Africa, and China. He also said the center is planning for exporting carpets to other countries, including Qatar and the UAE. Dispatching trade delegations to different countries and establishing commercial centers overseas is set to be on the agenda to expand carpet sales. Iran says it has exported some $25 million worth of handmade carpets to EU during the first half of the current Iranian year. Germany, France, Italy, Sweden, and the UK were the main European importers of Iran's handmade carpets during this period. Iranian carpets constitute 35% of the global carpet market share. Iran exports carpets to at least 70 countries. There is an estimated population of 1.2 million carpet weavers in Iran producing carpets for the domestic and international markets. Welcome back. Dr. Daryai, would you please tell us more about this recent carpet exhibition in Tehran? Why the need? Tell us about the importance of staging such high-quality exhibitions. Tell us also about the objectives, the main objectives of staging these exhibitions, and some facts and figures about the export value of the Persian carpets.
As the report recognized for us, this carpet exhibition especially is for the hand-woven carpet exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Was held in during 22 of September till 1 week,
okay.
Till 29 of September. And you know that it is the one of the main and major and grand carpet exhibition among whole season in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole space of carpet exhibition, carpet fair for the year, this year, was about 25 square meter with
25,000.
25,000 square meters.
That's right.
And by the participants of about 400 carpet dealers, and also we had about 600 pavilions in 17 salons we had for holding the fair. And you know that one of the main subject for holding such this exhibition is to find a special market placing for example to export the carpets which are produced in different geographical places of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Because in different parts of Iran we have a special and particular kind of carpet producing according to the design, according to the color, according to the quality, and many things others. And
climate, for example,
yeah,
also.
Yeah, and also we, the executive or responsible governor for governmental organization,
mm-hmm.
for holding this fair was, as the report said, INCC, or International Carpet Center, and by necessary correspondence between the whole embassies in Tehran, the guests among different countries also. We had, for example, China, for example, Turkey, Denmark, Sweden, and Italy. And we wanted to show them the ability of weavers of carpet in Iran also, and the abilities of the carpet producers in Iran, and to find new marketplace, as I told you, because
right.
we must at first the taste of customers. You know that one of the fact is the lack of knowledge of the buyers or customers.
That's right.
It makes no difference. In Iran, we have buyers or customers, domestic or foreigner. We have problems here because whenever the customer knows something about the characteristics of Iranian hand-woven carpets, undoubtedly we can say that he or she chose the Iranian hand-woven carpets for his or her home. And also I want to say that this trying, the result of this trying is that to increasing the aesthetic of the exporting carpets to other countries. We know that we can find a new market placing, for example, in South of Africa,
mm-hmm.
or Lebanon, or such as China for pictorial carpets. But we must try to show the I don't want to say only the appearance and surface of the carpets, the quality,
that's
which
right.
is one of the main features of Iranian hand-woven carpets among the world, to them to choose Iranian carpets.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, before we go to our guest in Denmark, We're going to show you the first part of our two-segment report. Stay with us.
With me, Naima Adel. In today's report, we're going to delve into the beautiful world of Persian carpets. That's why we're here at the International Exhibition Center of Tehran for the 22nd International Carpet Exhibition, which is held annually in Tehran. Of negative press about Iran and Iranian carpets in the past. Has that in any way affected the export of Persian carpets for you?
It has affected the export to some extent, I think. And also a part of the negative press has been right. The quality of the Iranian carpets in generally dropped tremendously during the 90s, where the export more or less exploded. But especially during the last 10 years, some producers have been working very hard to go back to the old scripts, to go back and work on the special wool quality and work on the colors, the quality of the colors. And they are producing very nice carpets today, which will last for very long. And that's the main thing, that we export good quality, so that people know that the Iranian carpets is every Iranian carpet should be of good quality.
Showcase the most exquisite handmade carpets, with over 570 participants taking part. More than 200 experts from various countries, including Germany, France, New Zealand, Denmark and Japan, to name a few, have been invited to attend and look at this exhibition. Audience.
It's very different. There are decades where the carpets are not very in, and there are decades where they are. Of course, there are, what can you say, the modern interior for the last 10 years, for example, in Denmark, has been very simple, not too much of anything, and Iranian carpets has been pretty much out. Now people want their homes to be more cozy, so the carpets are fitting in very nicely again. And we can also feel that the interest of the carpets is rising in Denmark now.
Iran has exported over $86 million worth of handmade Persian carpets to the EU in the first 6 months of this calendar year alone. Germany, France, Italy, Sweden and the UK are the main importers of Persian carpets.
Welcome back to Spectrum Iran. I have the pleasure of being joined on the phone by Mr. Martin Monkholm, Danish carpet merchant and the head of Carpet Association in Europe. Mr. Monkholm, thank you for joining us, sir. Do you have my voice?
Yes, I hear you clearly.
Good. We just showed a report, Mr. Monkholm, in which you were interviewed and you were shown browsing through the Tehran exhibition. Again, give us your thoughts on this recent exhibition, and also tell us, did you purchase any carpets? And if so, tell us about the quality and the range of the purchase you made personally for the Danish market, sir.
On this recent trip, I didn't buy much, actually. I was mainly there to be updated on the business as it is now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is your take on the Persian carpet? What does Persian carpets mean to you, sir, as an expert in this field?
To me, Iranian carpets, they are pretty much my life. I grew up with carpets, and I work with them every day. And I've been traveling around in Iran. I've been more or less everywhere, visiting villages and nomadics around the country to learn more about how they are made.
Okay. And earlier in the program, Mr. Monkholm, Ms. Nazila Daryayi emphasized the point that the Iranian market needs to cater for foreign markets. What do Iranian carpets need to do to cater better for your European market, sir?
I believe that it's important for the Iranians to stick to the high quality carpets. Right now, we see a lot of carpets on the market in Denmark and around in Europe that are made in Iran in a poor quality, and I'm afraid it ruins the reputation and the name of the Iranian carpets. And when it comes to cheap carpets, even though they are handmade. For example, a country like India, they are very competitive, and they can make cheap carpets nicer and cheaper than the Iranians. But the nice carpets, the good quality ones, Iran is number one. They make the best unique carpets in the world.
Thank you, Martin. Dr. Daryayi. Mr. Monkholm in Denmark just stressed the importance of maintaining the artistic value and the high
yes.
quality.
Yes.
Give us some export figures in terms of value and in terms of the world market share of Iranian carpets in view of the fierce competition that it's facing by countries like China,
yeah.
India, Pakistan, Turkey, etc.
You know that against the results of carpet producing in China, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, but we have the main quality and the best quality of producing Iranian handloom carpets. We know that the whole situation of our country makes a problem or maybe some difficulty, a few difficulties to produce carpets according to the best quality, according to the statement of Mr. Monkholm. But also we have the best carpet dealers among whole in different parts of Iran who nowadays produce the best carpets, and also they export these carpets to the countries,
mm-hmm.
to overseas. And we want to say about the characteristics of Iranian carpets according to the quality.
That's right.
You know, this whole characteristic establish a kind of word for us. The word is aesthetic point of view. When you are speaking about aesthetical point of view in Iranian handwoven carpet, you consider not only the surface but also the meaning. We have the behind of surface of Iranian handwoven carpet, the meaning and concept for the design, for the color, and also I want to say for the raw materials of producing hand-woven carpets, we can say a few tale. Mm-hmm. For example, when you were speaking about the designs that we can show those figures, those patterns on the carpets, for example, in Chahar Mahal and Bakhtiari, you can speaking about the customs, the beliefs, and the
traditions.
Traditions, yeah, of course. The these are traditional knowledge, which is main factor around the world. And today also, we have a field of science that in the universities also the professors maybe learn to the scholars, and it's about the traditional knowledge. Our carpet is a field among those fields and courses in traditional knowledge courses. And what's the elements and what's the characteristics that shaped, that have been shaped the elements of eternality and everlasting figures in the characteristic of Iranian hand-woven carpets. We must talk about the values now, because these values related directly to our civilization and to our culture. By showing the carpet, we can show the tradition and the culture of Iranian people to the foreigners. And I want to say something more about this matter, maybe in your future question. But now I want to put emphasis on this statement that this is one of the basic and fundamental characteristic against the carpets that are the production of challenge or competitors countries, mm-hmm, for producing carpets. All people around the world know something about the characteristics of Iranian carpets, but maybe we responsible people who are working in our country must put emphasis more to show these features to the others, not only Iranian but also foreigners. They must try to show these features by vast propaganda and also the transcendental features of Iranian hand-woven carpets, which I want to say that these are the existence of the weavers during his or her life, that we can show by the manifestation of beautifulness in these Sufis.
Thank you. Okay, also joining us on the phone, we have Mr. Amir Mahdi, Iranian carpet merchant dealer from Isfahan. Mr. Mahdi, thank you for joining us, sir. Amir Mahdi, please tell us about the main features, the main attraction of the renowned Isfahan carpets in 2 minutes, sir.
Thank you very much. First, I say hello to you and your guests.
Hello,
and,
to you,
sir. In answering of this question, I should say that when you say when we want to talk about Isfahan and history of it, in conscience, we should speak about Safavid period, although Isfahan was capital of them, of Iran in Alibi and Seljuk, but in these times, in Safavi, we have Iran with world power, power in diplomacy, religious, art, and etc. Indeed, we can find epics of all of them in Islamic period in Iran. And that that premier of them, I think that is architecture, and all few of them, for example, tileworks, metalworks, iconography, and brickworks. In wall painting, we can see beautiful monochrome of kings and attendant of them in Chersutun and Al-Ghafur palaces. And in tileworks, we can see Slimi with Khatai and Golomog on wall of palaces and mosques in this city. Isfahan has long been one of the center of production of the famous Persian carpet. But after Safavids, when architecture was on the top, new buildings were built with the older style, and considerable change were made to these buildings, especially to the royal structure, mosques, and religious theaters. Then these buildings and the structure were decorated by tiles and tile designs such as Golobag and Bandislimi and hand-woven carpet. This kind of carpet were particularly invited in Iran, especially in the capital city Isfahan. And this carpet innovation later was transferred to the other major cities such as Azerbaijan, Kerman, Shiraz, and etc. Then weaving in Isfahan flourished in the Safavid era, but when the Afghans invaded Iran, ending the Safavid dynasty, the craft also became stagnant. Not until 1920, between two world wars, weaving again taken seriously by the people of Iran, people of Isfahan. They started to weave Safavid design, and once again, I think, become one of the most important niches of the Iranian carpet weaving industry. Isfahani carpet today are among the most wanted in world markets, having many customers in Western countries. And in this time and in this program, I think that I should mention of designer master of Persian carpet and Isfahan carpet, the great master late, I think, Mr. Isakhan Bahadori, late Mr. Ahmed Arshank, Mr. Mahmoud Fashian, and etc., that really, Isfahan is more than just them that design and produce Persian carpet. Yet, when we study about in the method, style, and devices of these masters, we find a big difference between all of them. For example, Mr. Bahadori designed and painted carpets for carpets and for metal works and for tile works with motifs of animals and plants. That was very beautiful, and in where was composite Europe art and Iranian art. After that, you can see Mr. Acheng, that his style was similar to tile works of Sheikh Lutfullah Mosque and Shah Abbas Mosque, that has Trange and Lechek and Islimi. And other that, Mr. Fashian has innovation in painting of Iran. Other that, Mr. Rashtian had a self style under Qajar, and Mr. Mahdi after that. And in end of this speech, I think that I should say, I wish that the Persian carpet, victor of its place and position the world again after this unkind and rapidity of years.
Thank you. That was Amir Mahdi, Persian carpet dealer from Isfahan. Thank you, Mr. Mahdi, for taking part in our program. Dr. Mdari, before I come back to you, I'd like to put another question to Martin Monkholm in Denmark. Mr. Monkholm, earlier said you stressed the importance of maintaining the high quality of the Persian carpets in order to hold on to its market share. The question I'd like to put to you is, how educated is an average Dane, a Danish person, or the broader picture, an average European, as far as Persian carpets are concerned? And what else could be done in order for the Persian carpet to increase its share of the European market? For example, would it help to actually stage carpet exhibitions in European capitals or in European countries?
I'm not sure if it will help to make special exhibitions. I think it's up to the local dealers to exhibit the carpets and to be educated and tell the customers about the carpets. Of course, the customers who buy the carpets, for example, in Denmark, where I have my business, my customers know very, very little about Iranian carpets. So all they know is more or less what I can tell them. But the important thing is, for example, in most European houses up north, we have the dark time, like now, for example. It gets dark very early in the evening, and everybody has big windows.
and we let a lot of daylight into our houses. So, for example, the quality of the coloring, when you color your wool, it's very important that the color is of a high quality, because the carpets, the cheap carpets that we see sold on the markets, for example, now, they faint very, very fast, and they are not looking very nice. After a few years in the light, they are fainted. And you can see the old pieces and the new pieces that are made in high quality. They stay looking very, very nice for decades. And the Iranian people and the Iranian artists of the carpets, they have a treasure which they should take very good care of. For example, I mentioned a competitor like the carpets from India. And no matter how good the Indians get at producing carpets, they will always produce copies of the Iranian carpets. The originality of the carpets is something that you cannot take away from the Iranians. You just have to take care of maintaining the good reputation of those.
Mr. Martin Monkholm, for joining our program. That was Martin Monkholm, Danish carpet merchant and the head of the Carpet Association in Europe. Thank you for taking part, sir.
Still remained the world's largest importer of Persian carpets, despite the many sanctions and difficulties that have been put on Iran in recent years.
Because of the rich and artistic history of Iran, in the field of architecture, miniature, tile works, metal works, this has all come together in design of Persian carpet, and we have in recent years, we have seen many forgery in lower quality materials and cheaper price. But not only has it not affected in Persian carpet industry, but opposite, it has made the Persian carpets more renowned in the world because of the deep and rich history of Iran and the art of Iran, and which we often see portrayed in design of carpets.
Iranian carpets constitute 35% of the global carpet market share, making Iran the world's largest producer and exporter of Iranian carpet, making 3/4 of the world's total carpets.
According to my experience, some of the foreigners are interested to know what the important points of the hand-woven carpet is. For this reason, I would like to put emphasis on some of the necessary points. Some people believe that when talking about hand-woven carpet, the weaver is the most important factor in manufacturing the carpet. This is part of the whole story. The fact is, over 23 professionals have to work together so that a hand-woven Persian carpet is made. This is very important. On the other hand, Persian carpet is the most important art of Iran. And if we want to define what a good carpet is, we have to consider 4 points. First, the quality of weaving. Second, the material of the quality of the material. Three, design. And in design, we have to think about a whole network. For example, there are a lot of motifs in a carpet, and the motifs have to be integrated. And one of the most important characteristics of a carpet is the dynamism, in the sense that a good carpet takes the viewer to the border first if the carpet is a medallion one. From the borders, it directs the viewer to the center of the carpet, that is the medallion.
Persian rugs and carpets are a part of everyday furniture. A lot of homes have it in their homes. Is that also the case abroad? Because in the past it was seen as an ornament.
Yes, but it's also, if you look at Europe in general, it's very different from country to country. For example, Denmark, only the Danish population is 1% of the whole European population. And still we import 8% of the whole import of carpets to Denmark. So in Denmark we see more carpets in generally than in the other European countries. And we have a history back to the Safavid time. We have in the royal house in Denmark, we have a very nice big carpet from the Safavid time from Isfahan here. Yes.
Estimated population of 1.2 million carpet weavers in Iran, making carpets for domestic and international use each year.
Welcome back to Spectrum Iran. Dr. Daryayi, we've got just over 4 minutes left, ma'am. Briefly, would you tell us about the cultural elements, the cultural hallmarks, the link between Persian carpets and the rich Persian cultures, as it were, please?
At first, I forgot to say that 35% of the share of Iranian carpets among the foreigner or competitors country in the carpet marketplace. But at this time, I want to say something about the roots of the sign and the roots of etymological relationship between the designs and also the colors.
The motifs also.
We have the deductive method for comparing these elements. For example, we start from patterns and then go to the design and motifs. And what's the relationships between culture, civilization, and the design of carpet? How we can show these elements on carpets?
Exactly.
The etymological roots of civilization, it's based on culture. And what's the meaning of culture? You know the meaning of cultivation. Or we want to say when the people gather around in one place and they found territories and also water, the civilization will be shaped and also the rules will be shaped, and then all the people must obey the rules for making life pleasurable and have simply life, easily life. And then you can see the according to this picture, I want to say about the pardon me, a square shape at the center. Mm-hmm. You know this such as a cross, and you know the carpets from the Char Mahal and Bakhtiari province.
That, how old is this carpet, Dr. Daryayi?
3,000 years before Christ.
3,000 BC?
Yeah, BC.
5,000 years old at least.
Yeah. And so we can speak about each shape in this whole picture to show comparative analysis that we nowadays we can use these elements in our carpets in different parts according to different and various geographical places of carpet producing in Iran. But now I want to say only the shape on the center. center, mm-hmm. that you know this is a picture that show you the four elements of the existence. One of them is water, one of them is the fire. You know the other picture, I want to say, please, if you can show us the other picture, I want to show you, for example, not this only, but we can say about the center lozenges. At the center, we have three lozenges in there, the three pools, the pools related to the four essential elements of our existence. And now you can see the four angular shape in this.
Rectangular,
yeah. And also, I want to say about the central motifs. You can see the tree of life that birds or animals are protecting against the tree of life. Tree of life is the symbol for eternality, for a lasting life, and this is one of fundamental features among the thought of weavers. When weavers, we have no time? Okay.
Unfortunately, we've run out of time. I do apologize for interrupting you, ma'am. That's all the time we had for this edition of Spectrum Iran. I'd like to thank our guests for the time and input on the phone. Earlier we had Mr. Monkholm from Denmark and Mr. Mahdi from Isfahan. And in the studio we had the pleasure of being joined by Dr. Nazila Daryayi, PhD in Art Research and Persian Carpet Expert. Ma'am, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.